Welcome to the Choose You Netcast. This is Jim Langlois with a word from Joshua 24:15. Choose you this day whom you will serve, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. It's my prayer that this netcast will encourage and cheer you on as we join forces to draw the line in the sand, defending our faith and our households in the resurrection power of Jesus. Join me each weekday as we dig deeply into God's amazing word and bring up the rich treasures of his blessings. Are you ready?
Choose you this day whom you will serve. But that's for me and my house, me and my house, me and my house. I said choose you this day whom you will serve. But that's for me and my house, me and my house, me and my house.
Morning, Net World, and thank you for tuning in. Yesterday, we were talking about 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 11 through 13. It says, "When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. And now abideth faith, hope, love," that's the Greek word agape, A-G-A-P-E, standing for the unconditional love of God, "and now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love." Again, that's the Greek word agape. And yesterday we were comparing love with prophecy, tongues, and knowledge. And agape love will never fail. It will never come to an end. This word fail is the Greek word ekpipto, meaning its time will never come to an end. It's timeless. It's the unconditional love of God. So agape love never failing does not mean that it will always succeed every time. Rather, it means that it will never cease to exist. It will never cease to affect. Even though God has agape love for all people forever, not all people will receive it and return it back. But even if they do not receive it or return it back, God's love for them never comes to an end. No one can stop it. So agape love will never cease to be the greatest. Agape love is the greatest. It will never vanish away. It will never be finished. It will never deviate from the way. It will never fall from a position of power. It will never come to an end. It will never come to a point of failing. It will never come to naught. Why? Because agape love is eternal. Because God is agape love. And our text scripture is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8. It says, "Love never fails." And as we studied yesterday, the three Greek words are agape, odipote, ekpipto. And it means the God kind of love will not at any time fall or come to an end. And that's because God is love. We find this in 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 11. "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another." So prophecy one day will be finished. Tongues one day will no longer be necessary. And our dim knowledge one day will be clear. But love will never one day cease, be finished, be done away with, thrown aside, laid aside, cast away, cast ashore, no longer be necessary, no longer be needed, or fall away. Yes, love at times may seem to fail its intended goal, but still it will never cease to be the answer, the greatest, the prize, the all-in-all, and the forever. Why? The full circle of love means to be given and received. However, there are times when love is given but not received. David loved Saul. Jesus loved Judas. Stephen loved the synagogue of the freedmen, and he forgave them too. And for God so loved the world. Love is a two-way trip. It's required on both sides, but it doesn't always pan out that way. Selfishness is the opposite of love. In 1 John 4:19, it says, "We love him because he first loved us." And this enables us to love ourselves. The two commandments are vertical and horizontal. In Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 40, love is vertical in verse 37 and 8. It says, Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment." And then we see in the next verse that love is horizontal. And the second is like it. "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." And verse 40 sums it all up. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. The completed goal, both vertically and horizontal, is that it is given and received. When we realize his love for us, then we can begin to truly love ourselves. When we begin to love ourselves, then we will be able to love our neighbor as we do ourselves. Love God, love yourself. Love yourself, love your neighbor. Let me say that again. Love God, love yourself. Love yourself, love your neighbor. The only thing between loving God and loving your neighbor is, guess what? Yourself. Let me say it again. Love God and love yourself. And then you got love yourself and love your neighbor. And the only thing between loving God and loving your neighbor is loving yourself. God is agape love. He sets the standard. We love him because he first loved us, not the other way around. His love for us is not predicated on our love for him. The standard is unconditional. This means there are no conditions required to establish it, and there are no conditions that can change it. Love is of God, and God is love. This word unconditional means without conditions or limitations. And his love has been given to us that we might live. That's out of 1 John chapter 4, verse 9. And he loved us so much, he sent his son to save us. That's out of 1 John chapter 4, verse 10. Since he loves us in this manner, we should love our neighbor in the same manner. Well, challenging? Yes. Impossible? No. Would we want God to be any different? No. Thank you, Lord, for challenging us with the highest standards. Again, our text scripture, 1 Corinthians 13:8, love never fails. That's the Greek word agape, which means the love of God, the never-ending love of God, the unconditional love of God. And so the three words are agape, odipote, ekpipto. It means love never fails. So the God kind of love will not at any time fall or come to an end. I love this quote, "Love is, love does." Well, what is love? Love is a decision, an emotion, a forgetfulness, a remembrance, a correction, a sacrifice, a commitment, a covenant. It's unconditional. It's obedient. It's humble. Grief is another word that expresses love. It's a covering, compassion, forgiveness. It's something that is shed abroad. It's preferring one another. And it's a gift. That's what love is. But what does love? Well, love does. You ready for this? It does something toward God. Our love should be toward God. That's in how we pray, that we seek him, that we know him, that we hunger after him, that we fear and respect him, that we have no fear of his love, that we give, we have intimacy with him, relationship, fellowship, commitment, repent, that's a kind of love, honor, that's a kind of love, worship, praise, respect, etc. That's what love does towards God. But love does also towards others. And it's as you do to yourself. And we pray for others, our relationship toward others. We respect others. We're humble toward others. We care for others. We repent to others if we've wronged them. We forgive them if they've wronged us. We commit to them. We should be unselfish. We should be honest. We should have integrity, compassion, and sacrifice for others. We should be kind, tender-hearted, benevolent, and help people, and so on. So love is, and love does. Notice, other than worship, Many of the words are the same in our relationship with God and toward others or our neighbors. Well, love God. Let's expound on loving God. It says in John chapter 14, verse 15, "If you love me, keep my commandments." That's interesting. And then in 1 John 2, 5, it says, "But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him." So do we always keep his commandments? I'm sure all of us have fallen short at times. But if we love him, we'll want to keep his commandments. And if we fail, we'll repent and do our best to change our ways. And then if we love his word, well, the love of God is perfected in us. And that's how we know we're in him. 1 John chapter 5, verse 3 says, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome." You see, if we love God, we'd love the word. And if the word corrects us, we would accept that correction. What are the commandments to love God? What does love God with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our mind mean? Well, the first four commandments of the Ten Commandments tell us something about our love toward God. Remember, we're not redeemed from the law, we're redeemed from the curse of the law. And Hebrews tells us the law is our tutor to bring us to Christ. Galatians chapter 3, verses 24 through 25 says, "Therefore the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after faith has come, we're no longer under a tutor." So are we ready to learn? I think in order to love, if we want the definition of the two commandments that Jesus shared, to love God and love our neighbor, one way to get further definition is to study the Ten Commandments. And the first four have to do with how we love God. The last six tell us how to love our neighbor. Remember, 1 Corinthians 13:8, love never fails. Agape, odepote, ekpipto. The God kind of love will not at any time fall or come to an end. Love is, and love does. So we should have a heart to look into the commandments to see how to tell if we're standing in love. Remember, like a cut diamond, love has many facets. It's not just one factor or view, but rather has many different manifestations of beauty, strength, light, perfection, value, reflection, attitude, and behavior. And as I stated yesterday, this could be why the diamond is a symbol of the covenant of marriage in our society. Quoting 1 Corinthians 13:13 again, "And now abide faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is love." It's the never-ending, unconditional love of God. We sure are learning a lot, and I can't wait to continue, but we're out of time. So tune in tomorrow. You know, same place, same time, same channel. Wrap yourself in his love. I call you blessed.
You have been listening to the Choose You Netcast with Jim Langlois. If you have enjoyed this program, you can find out more about Jim Langlois Ministries on the Master's House website at tmhnow.org. That's tmhnow.org. On the media tab, you can listen to many more messages, subscribe to my daily devotional emails, and follow the link to my blog site. If you'd like to write me or become a financial partner with this ministry, my address is The Master's House, Post Office Box 1568, Mechanicsville, Virginia, 23116. That's The Master's House, Post Office Box 1568, Mechanicsville, Virginia, 23116. Online donations can also be made at tmhnow.org, and my email address is pastorjim@tmhnow.org. This is Jim Langlois saying be blessed, you and your whole household. Until next time.
Choose you this day, but that's for me and my house, me and my house, me and my house.